And your age is?
24.
24.
And any special training in them, that you might have? You went in the, you were in the military service, right?
Right.
Tell us what part of the service?
Artillery, 1st Cavalry Division.
And you served overseas?
Right.
Where at?
Vietnam, Okinawa, and Korea.
Uh-huh. And you say your special training was artillery?
Right.
Your date of observation you remember the evening, whether Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or what?
Saturday.
Saturday, and that would be May 12th.
Right.
And just about what time would it be?
About 9:20.
9:20, and that's right. Eastern Standard Time. And where were you at? And just go on and tell us the story from there.
Oh, I was coming back from Kent. I kept noticing the light. So when I stopped to see what was going on, because there wasn't no neon lights around, I looked up out of the windshield, and this light, which is over here in the front of the car, had flashed from red to blue and blue to white and so forth.
Three colors?
Yeah, just three colors. As the lights were still going, I couldn't see no exit of this guy in silver, clad in silver. And it descended from under the lights to the pavement.
You actually saw him leave the area of the lights?
Underneath the lights. I didn't see, like, you know, a door or anything like
that. I mean, how close to the lights was he when you first saw him?
10 feet from under the lights, you know. And the lights were about 100 feet, you know, above the pavement. And this guy in silver, you know, clad all in silver or colored silver, whatever, descended from under the lights to the pavement, directly in front of my car.
You were already stopped?
Yes, I had stopped.
Why had you stopped?
I stopped to investigate why the lights, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why I stopped. When I stopped, the lights stopped, you know.
How long was it from the time that you actually saw the lights to begin with the time that you actually stopped? How many miles had you driven, or how long has it been?
It was about 20 seconds, huh?
No, you don't understand. Listen again. You saw the lights, okay? The lights appear to be strange to you in some way, but how long was it from the time that you first saw the lights to the time that you actually came to a stop in the middle of the road?
About a quarter of a mile.
About a quarter mile.
Yeah.
And what was it that caused you to stop? Just because you saw a couple of lights in the sky?
No. The way that the colors, you know, that the way it reflected in the flash, well, really the flash of the light, the way it was blinking, you know.
And you stopped to get a better look?
Yeah, I stopped to see what was going on because...
You didn't get out of the car?
No, I didn't leave the car. I was,
Were the lights then stopped in stationary position, or were they moving about?
When I stopped, they stopped.
Were they moving before that time?
No, like, when I first seen it, it was the flash, you know, it made me curious what was going on.
Right.
Okay, when I stopped, it was still flashing. And then the flash, the light moved, came forward, and I could see it by looking up through the windshield. You know, it was up at an angle, I'd say, 90-degree angle. And this is when I noticed the lights, and they were just blinking, and, you know, in the shape of a football.
The lights in the shape of a
football? Yeah, you know, all I could see was lights. It was like in the shape of a football. And then this thing in silver, a little man, or whatever, an imp, or whatever you want to call it, descended from underneath the lights down to the pavement. When it hit the pavement, it was looking off to the right. And then it turned its head, and its head only was the only thing that I seen move. And looked right into the windshield at me. And this lasted for a good half a minute. And then an upward descent, like a helium balloon. And
when it went up, did it change its position of its head?
No, it went straight back up.
What was the appearance of this creature?
It
appeared to be something automatic, something machine-like, or it appeared to be something
alive? It looked human to me, you know.
It was alive, or was it just a or just an object made out of something that looked like a human?
Oh, I couldn't say. It looked more human than it looked like something made out of automation. You know.
You mean something of flesh and blood?
Yeah.
You thought the creature did turn and look at you?
Yeah.
What features did you see as you looked directly at him then?
Oh, I had a head and a body, mm-hmm. all shaped like a human, like a, what you might say, a grown man, small, no ears, no hair, was just all like in silk, like I couldn't tell whether it was flesh or a suit or what.
What do you mean, his complexion, the silver also?
Yeah, the face, the whole thing was also.
Had a nose?
Yes, it had a nose.
Eyes?
Eyes. And a mouth.
Normal?
Yeah, like I said.
Did it appear that you might have noticed any ethnic features?
Well, it had high cheekbones. Face was kind of, the jaws were like kind of pushed in and on a narrow chin.
Pushed in with a narrow chin?
Yeah.
What about the lips? Were they just slits or were they really lips?
They were lips. You know, they had the little...
Full or very, very narrow or what?
Narrow and small.
And would it have an elongation or would it have a round type of mouth?
Elongation.
No. What about the nose? Was it ridged or was it flat or what?
Yeah, you might say Dutch nose, you know.
Dutch?
Yeah. It's like more like a point.
When you say Dutch, you mean the German type nose? And when you say Dutch?
Yeah, you might say that.
You mean like some of these Nazis that you see on television?
No. It was just a
You see, I don't even know what a Dutch nose is. That's what
it's a pointed, you know, more like of a pointed nose.
What about shoulders?
You know, at shoulders. Or slant.
Slant shoulder?
Yeah.
Not square?
Not square, it's slant.
So what about the neck and the head and the shoulders?
Neck was short.
Sure.
How about the body structure?
All like a human.
Arms, legs?
Arms, legs. Even had little hands, you know.
You didn't say anything about the position of the hands as a thinking down?
The whole thing was...
Stand up and show me.
Put it aside, like so. Down to the side.
Not stuck to the sides?
Not stuck, just...
And it stood there in that position, and it went up the same way?
Went up the same way.
Didn't even point at you? Didn't do anything?
Nothing. The only thing, the only movement was the head. It was the only thing that moved.
Which turned from a right-looking position
right.
Back towards you.
Right.
Are you artistic?
What do you mean?
Can I draw?
No, I can't draw.
Well, can you just make the head... Even if it's an exaggerated with that pen.
Well, now, how was it peculiar?
It didn't have any ears.
All right. That's the only thing that you noticed that was peculiar.
All right. There's no ears.
But that shape of the jaws and everything else, that was normal to you. Rather normal.
Yeah, it looked, like I said, like a little man.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the hair?
There was no hair.
Well, he was bald.
I don't know. It was also...
Well, you couldn't tell if he had a cap on.
Right.
Well, then if he had a cap on, then his ears wouldn't show on it.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. It was no ears or on the side. It was no impression of an ear. It was just all smooth.
But you still get the impression of a facial silver.
Right.
Texture.
Right.
What about this covering itself, the silveriness? Was there any bagginess any places, like it was a garment?
No. It was... I would rather say it was, I don't know, more like skin than a suit because it had one vein that ran down that was visible inside the arms, like a vein.
On one arm or both?
Both.
What about the feet and the legs?
Now, this is the thing. Now, to the feet, it had what was looked like boots or shoes because it had a sole. And the reason why I could distinguish the sole is because when it went up, like the sole of the shoe was made, was that ridge. You know, it had a
like so, a divide. Because, you know, you couldn't see the toe. I'm talking about like this was the shoe.
What about the boot area? How long was it? The boot top part. You say it was a boot like.
Yeah.
Short or long?
It was short.
There must have been a separation then there at this
right.
Position.
It was the here to the boot, like a shoe. You know, you could see the line.
Above that there was no breaks at all?
No breaks.
Now, would you say this body was proportioned, were the arms shorter or longer or normal proportion to the body?
Say kind of long.
Did that seem a bit long to you?
Yeah.
Did you feel any danger? Did it get to you somehow?
I couldn't, a lot of thoughts went through my mind. First of all, like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then to this day, I still don't believe it. And
are you in a habit of seeing things and not believing them?
No, I'm not in a habit of seeing things and not believing them. Because, see, I ain't never seen anything to believe out of the unordinary, you know. And to me, this was unordinary.
Yes, and in this case, just because it's out of the ordinary, then therefore you put it down in a questionable area.
All right. Now, see, like if I had, you know, after when I just got out, after this was over, and I left, and usually no one rides with me. For once, I wish I had a camera and somebody to witness what I witnessed, and, you know. But then I say, well, my mind's playing tricks. But then, you know, that was...
You don't believe that either, huh?
No. Because, you know, after thinking about it, my mind wasn't playing tricks. Everything that took place, I remembered and I was completely awake.
You smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes, but it never caused me to have any kind of illusion.
I see what you mean. Well, that's what I'm asking. I just wondered what kind of cigarettes you were smoking at the time.
No, I wasn't no herbs or marijuana.
No,
like I say.
Do you have any kind of a problem now? I'm asking a very personal problem now, and I know damn well you might get irritated, but I'm going to ask anyway. Okay. Have you ever had a problem, like many of the boys overseas, with drugs?
Nah, I never used drugs.
Never used them? Too smart to use them?
Huh? I never smoked pot, and never used no needles, or popped any kind of pills.
You're a smart fellow.
I'm always interested in him. What does an experience like this do to you emotionally during the period of the experience?
That's what I tell you. From the time that I witnessed this, like I said, there's a multitude of thoughts going through my mind.
Such as
one, is this for real? You know? Mm-hmm. And two, no, it isn't. And just what the hell is going on? I figured somebody might have been playing a joke. You know. But then I said, no, it was too
elaborate.
Yeah, you know, to be a joke. I mean, you know.
That'd be a hard joke to pull, wouldn't it?
You know, I looked at it from all aspects, you know. How can you lure something? You know, it wasn't no chopper because there wasn't no sound. And a chopper would make, you know.
No sound whatsoever?
No sound. This is, you know, with some of my logic I put together, you know, it couldn't have been a helicopter. You know, I would have heard the blade spinning.
You're used to that, aren't you?
Right. And it was no visible wire or ropes on this guy.
How did this thing all disappear?
The same way that it came down. It went up. And as it got, you know, under the lights, and that was it. It was gone.
Then what?
Yeah.
I mean, it was gone, but what about the lights?
It was still, the lights were still there, still blinking. And then when when this guy disappeared, you know, I guess, you know, a split second or whatever it was, it wasn't that long. I wouldn't even say 2 seconds. But when he disappeared, a very short time after that, the lights moved forward and stopped, came to a dead stop like this, and straight on up. And when it went up, the car rocked, like as if a semi was passing it.
And in other words, there was a horizontal movement away, and then
right,
up.
And vertical, straight up.
You say it was 4.5 feet in front of you.
Yeah, I looked at that the other day when I was saying, now the distance, I misjudged. You know, to me, thinking close, but then look, they say, well, it's got to be at least 10.
All right, now, is there a possibility, you say at least 10 feet?
Yeah, I have to say at least 10.
Do you change the size of the object or the creature?
No, I still don't change that size.
No?
Like I say, this thing was no more than 2 feet tall. You know, I say anywhere from 24 to 28 inches.
You know, if you were looking into the windshield and you were looking at the lights and you said they were pretty much up in the air like this, 90 degrees will be right over here, but it's still over there. According to what you said, if it did come down onto the street, it had to be fairly close.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, if your estimate is right at 100 feet up, about how much of the windshield does these lights take up? Just what would cover it?
How much the windshield? You got a windshield that wide, okay?
Right.
And you got one about that high.
Right.
How much of that windshield did it take up?
Let's say about half. Looking through.
The lights took up half the windshield?
Yeah.
The lengthwise, you mean? From edge to edge?
Width.
Width?
Yeah. Looking right.
Half?
Yeah, half that windshield.
Then what about the up and down?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's like, what about this way? What about this way? Did it take up the full width of the windshield, up and down?
No.
How much of it? What fraction?
I don't know how to explain that. I'll draw for you.
Yeah, make the windshield. Use that for a windshield right here. You can, okay? Use the right half there.
And you can do it yourself. Yeah. This is the windshield. And looking. That has to be a steering wheel. This thing was.
You seem to be this way? In that kind of a fashion?
Yeah.
When I can't.
Hanging down that way? No, I wouldn't hang.
No, what I mean is, this kind of a pear shape down?
Yeah, it was shaped like. The lights was like.
But did you ever see the whole thing?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what the whole thing. This is what I'm saying, like this. I can't make a dynamic drawing. What? It's nothing but lights, just like this. It was shaped like that.
Were the lights on both sides of it?
The whole thing, this whole area.
Put lights on where they are.
Well, this whole thing like this.
Like neon?
Like this here.
You mean continuous lights?
The whole thing, right. This thing here turned from, it went to red, to blue, to white.
Now, did the whole craft change
this?
Or
it was just lights. You know, it's just this.
When you talk about lights, are you talking about individual discernible lights or just one light?
We'll put a light. I'm talking about three lights, three colors.
Right.
This whole thing here.
Right.
Red, blue, white, red, blue, white.
Well, you see what I'm getting at? If you talk about lights, now let's say, for instance, we have a red light, a blue light, a white light, and they're just separately going on and off. That wouldn't be that way it is then?
Yeah, they're separately. You know, this whole thing is red one, you know.
Red once, and then blue, then white. In other words, the whole thing is
right.
One color.
It was just going one color.
In other words, it's just an object changing colors then.
Right, it was just all changing.
And then there's no flashing lights like you said.
No, it's just like a flash, you know, what I'm saying.
A flash to red, a flash to blue, a flash to white.
Right, it's just like that. It's not multiple colors at one time.
Well, he said something like psychedelic lights.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know, just a flash, you know.
How fast? Go ahead and say blink, 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 as fast as you want to as far as that light is concerned.
It'd be blink, 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 blink.
And changing
the colors. The colors are just
red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue. Red, blue, and white.
There's a constant pattern. Red,
right.
Blue, and white.
Red, blue, and white. It was just one constant pattern.
What makes you so sure about the color changes, red, blue, and white?
Because I took a good look. That's why I know.
That's pretty hard to remember, you know, when you got three colors like that.
No, I didn't forget them. Because it was red.
Awful patriotic, wasn't it?
Oh, the fire. I'm just saying, you know, this was the color. And it turned, you know.
Red, blue, and white.
All right.
Okay, so you drove away from there. Did you? You didn't stop to take a look to see whether there was any kind of a mark in the street?
No. I just left.
Scared?
Yeah, I wasn't scared. Just bewildered, that's all. And then just to try to...
Did you come right home?
Yeah, I came in and thought about it. I thought about it all the way from the time I seen it. So I got here. And then, you know, tried to call the airport and say, you know, didn't you have any helicopters or anything in the area, you know, on radar in the last 10, 15, 20 minutes.
You did call them?
Yeah, and the guy told me, well, we don't have no radar.
So, well, which airport did you call?
I called Akron Municipal. No, they don't have. And the guy said they didn't have any. And then I tried to call Akron Canyon, but you couldn't get their tower. You know, and they say, well, call the Weather Bureau. And it was a recording that came on.
I see.
You know, good. So.
So how did you learn about our number?
Right across the hall. I told him, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
who's him?
Earl Goodman. He said, well, report it to the UFO committee. And I said, I never heard of it. So he told me. He said, well, you know, it was in the phone book. So, you know, I told him. And
why did he know that? I mean, it's how's come he knew about this?
Who, Earl? I don't know. To me, Earl seems to be pretty intelligent.
There was a lot of people. I hope a lot of people know
what I'm saying. Yeah, but I just wonder.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. He might have glanced, but he knows you know, a lot of organizations I never even heard of. Mm-hmm. You know.
So, and so you called me directly instead of calling anybody else?
Yeah, I just looked and, you know, at UFO and just dialed the number.
Well, now
there's three numbers in there.
Now that these 4 or 5 days have gone by, do you have any reflections on this experience?
I haven't dreamed about it a couple of times.
You have dreamed about it?
Yeah, I've dreamed about it.
Well, now, do the dreams take on any added fantasies here, or are they pretty true to the fact that...
It's all what I'm saying. You know, like I say, you know...
That's not the way usually dreams are, you know. Dreams are very seldom are accurate.
You know, well, I'm saying that what I encountered, you know...
You have dreams just like that, exactly the same way?
Yeah. I can tell you things. You know, I got a superb memory.
Well, I'm not saying you have, but I say when you have a dream, very seldom do you have an exact dream, because your brain adds things to it. It's very seldom is an accurate thing. It gets mixed up with other things that happen during the day, because you know what appears to be about a minute in a dream, right, to you it may appear to be hours, you know, or even a couple of hours for that matter. And so therefore, I'm wondering how you're getting this dream so accurate.
It's the same thing, the same way I see it.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Do you dream about anything else?
Things that have happened to me, you know, that's my subconscious, you know, things that are in the back of my mind that have happened to me, sure, I dream about them.
Well, what I mean is there anything, would you place any importance on dreams?
No, I don't place none on dreams, you know, these are just, to me, thoughts. That that night, subconsciously, I'm thinking about.
Do you place any credence in these ideas in which some of these people say that dreams are actually foretell events?
The future and all that, and events and the phenomenal things, no. Like I say, you know.
Nothing like that has ever happened to you?
I don't believe in, like I say, ghosts and all that, and the devil and all these.
Not even the devil?
No. I don't believe in that. You know, demons and all that crap. I don't believe in that.
Do you have a religion that you follow? I mean, a denomination? You know, Southern Baptist or
Baptist.
Protestant or Catholic or what?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go to church someplace?
Yeah.
Which one?
Shiloh Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Is that in town?
Yeah, it's on Grand Street. Yeah. I'm making an appearance now and then.
You're faithful like most Baptists are these days.
Well... Okay, I just wondered. You don't have any. You read anything about UFOs? Do you have books on the subject, or do you get anything out of the library? Are you interested in the subject before this time, before this event?
No.
Did you think that people who have any kind of serious thoughts about it were a little off their rock or anything like that?
I put it like this: I never gave it too much thought, you know. It's just something I never believed in. You know.
Well, what is your feeling about it now? Have you put an interpretation on what you saw?
Yeah, I still don't believe.
You believe that you saw what you saw,
right,
or not?
But I don't believe, you know. It's,
well, what don't you believe? You already got your mind made up what the other people believe?
Pardon?
Do you already have your mind made up as to what other people believe?
No.
What don't you believe? You said you believed your own self long ago.
Yeah, I believe that, and I believe what I say.
Yeah. What, I don't, what don't you believe?
I don't believe, what you might say, something like outer space or, you know.
We've got outer space right now. What do you mean you don't believe?
I'm talking about, you know, some other form of life from outer space.
Well, you certainly saw some other form of
life.
Wait
a minute, Larry. Wait a minute, Larry. See, that's the whole thing. That's what I was getting at. That doesn't mean just because Larry and I here are working on unidentified flying object things of nature that we actually can put our finger down as to a positive belief in anything outside of our own world. Right. Does that mean it's not possible that this could have been of our own world?
Yeah, it could be.
You ever heard of anything like this before? In your own recollections from reading and things of nature?
Heard of what?
Creatures such as this.
Have you ever heard of a similar experience?
Wait, just, huh?
Have you ever heard of a similar experience?
I heard of people saying things. Is this what you're getting at?
Well, have you heard of anyone having an experience similar to the one that you have?
No.
One other thing. In your own experience from reading, from going to high school, from reading any books that you might have read, do you know of any possibility that this this thing might have been something of the earth?
Of my imagination?
No, of the earth. Inhabitant of the earth, in other words. What in the back of your mind might there be in a storage cell back there of your memory? Might there be that might give you some indication as to if this thing is not outer space, like you say? If it's not extraterrestrial, then it must be limited to our own sphere of living here, right here on Earth, right? So therefore, have you ever heard of anything that resembles this kind of a thing?
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. That's all I could say. Okay. I mean, I can't really, what I'm saying, I can't base it whether, you know, if you want to get, you know, outer space in this world and all this, you know. I really can't put it, you know, of what it was. But whatever it was a damn good trick.
Did you ever hear leprechauns?
Yeah, I heard of leprechauns.
That's what I was driving at. I was wondering if you would answer in that direction.
Now,
what people do leprechauns usually associate with? I mean, what people usually report them the most?
Well, the Irish.
The Irish, that's right. And see, there's a lot of this in the background. See, that's what I was driving at. I wonder if you knew anything about this kind of a thing.
Yeah, but leprechauns, you know, I'd have to catch one and get the pot of gold. But as far as, I really don't believe in them, you know.
Yeah, but just at the same time, they are small creatures, right? And they're human-like.
Right.
They're not perfectly proportioned as we are, but they are human-like. And apparently, if they do exist, they exist with all the various organs and the brain and everything else like we have, right? Mm-hmm. But this thing that you saw was also small, and just because it used something to carry it to a certain spot and drop down, does that necessarily put it outside of the same realm as leprechauns?
Yeah. If you want to get, you know, magic and all that, you know.
You don't have much belief in that kind of a thing.
Uh-uh.
I wonder why those people in the past, so many of them wrote about this subject just as strongly as you're writing about it right now. You're writing right on this tape recorder. And they wrote the same way. They testified the same way as you are as to what they saw. This has been going on for hundreds of years. Now,
you know,
are they believable or any more or any less than you are? You see what I mean?
Well, I'll put it like this, you know. If I could have, you know, had witnesses or some kind of proof, you know. Then I could verify,
really,
I could believe then.
We
could
do that too.
I, you know, I don't have it, you know. So I can't too much believe in it, you know, I might go over a picture or I'll reaccount it with somebody that witnessed it with me, you know. Mm-hmm. But just me, I tell you, if you want to be truthful, I don't know what to believe, you know. There's so many phases I could think of, you know.
If you took you a short time to get to where I'm at after, what is it?
30 years of interest and 14 years of investigation.
These things I don't know what to believe either, you know.
Now, of course, being speculative, like we've been playing around here, and I see what Mark was now trying to get at.
You did see a creature, as Mark suggests, which could maybe fall in the leprechaun category of things. Now, I don't know of anything in folklore which brings leprechauns in football-shaped objects.
No, I don't.
This, of course, is...
But doesn't mean leprechauns have to remain the technological oafs have always been. Why couldn't they advance the same as anybody else? You know, what the heck?
He was kidding me.
I mean, if in the days of the leprechauns, the Irish were going around in horse and buggy, the Irish are not going around in horse and buggies today. Why should the leprechauns remain horse and buggy people?
Yeah, well, you see how this folklore can go in many directions. Now, did the leprechauns indeed originate in Ireland, or were they indeed from outer space? And did they just make their visitations, you know?
There.
Right. Well, not necessarily. This folklore goes all over the world, really.
Oh, does it?
Oh,
yes.
Certainly. It does go all over the world.
I don't know why I even brought it up. The only reason I brought it up is because you got a little creature, and there are little creatures in history, the folklore of the nations of the world.
Sure. Well, Jacques Vallée, of course, has just completed a couple of years ago a book on all types of folklore of this type. And, of course, he integrates it with the entire UFO phenomena. And these are the reasons why. But because we are in your shoes, we don't really know what the final interpretation will or can be. We're trying to pull together all the data from all the sources that we can in hopes that it will one day make some sense.
They're sure keeping us in a bind, I'll tell you, whatever it is. And we've been doing this for very many years.
Well, the only thing I could say, really, if I had a photograph, you know, if I just had a camera and got a picture, you know.
Did you feel that it was bright enough that it would have recorded on a normal camera?
Yeah.
Did the lights themselves light up the ground area?
The street, did they?
They did light up the ground area.
From 100 feet, they lit up the street.
That's right.
Is that how?
I noticed it, you know, off the hood of the car.
Mark, I would like very, very much sometime when Mr. Thompson has time to ride along out with us to the spot.
I went out, and I'm not too sure that I was exactly.
Well, he was on 43 now, he thinks.
I know that now.
Well, I know where the spot is. I know it perfectly.
We don't have We don't have you in person right there because it might be important, but I am of great doubt that at this time, is that a well-traveled road out there? Would you say that, let's say, for instance, since that time, 1,000 cars have passed?
Yeah, that
would have destroyed any evidence on the ground.
I'd say that.
Tire tracks would have passed right over that thing a million times.
Now, on the descent, how long a period did the descent take? Could you guess?
How fast did it come down? I'll say go, and you say stop when it hits the street, okay? Go.
Stop.
About 5 seconds.
And this would be 100 feet in 5 seconds?
20 feet per second.
Which is a pretty fast descent. Did he seem to actually touch the ground?
Yeah.
Was there any jar?
No.
There was no jar.
You setting that microphone and it's completely standing up.
It's one fourth of 60 miles an hour. He's going about 14 miles an hour when he hit. Did he slow down at all before he touched?
No.
In other words, he hit 14 miles an hour.
He just comes straight.
And if he didn't have weight, it wouldn't make an awful lot of difference, would it?
That's right.
Yeah. And the ascent you feel took about the same period?
Same period to go.
It didn't deviate at all. He didn't flip back and forth.
Like I say, he stood, come down straight, went straight back up.
Did you see any change of expression on this face when he turned and looked at you? Could you see any indication of smile or of anything?
No.
No indication of expression.
You didn't feel that? Did you feel that you were looking at a pair of eyes?
Yeah.
Were the eyes silver?
Yeah,
all
things.
And I asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you one more time. When you looked at you, did you feel like you were being looked at?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if I put a doll out there and it had eyes that were pointed right towards you, okay, and you were looking right at the doll's eyes, that, wouldn't there be a difference between that and looking at another living being?
I feel like, I know what you were getting at, and to think about it, like, at that time, you know, I felt that I was looking at something that was more alive than a robot. You know, because of the movement, you know.
So when I look at you right now, and I'm not, this is 10 feet here, mm-hmm. a good 10 feet, all right? Mm-hmm. And you say this is about the distance. When I look at you, there is something going on between you and I. Right. There is a communication between right. us. Now, did you feel this kind of communication between you and that thing?
I put, like, you know, observation, you know.
Just observation. Well, that's what I meant. I didn't mean that it was actually a real communication of any kind.
Not
except that you were sizing me up and I was sizing you up.
Observation.
And you got this kind of a feeling.
Would you, in the next few days, if you do have any dream repetitions, would you carefully document them?
Put down what you... so that your memory is perfected by writing. Put down what you... when you have a repeat dream or something like that, and tell me whether it's distorted or whether it's accurate.
Well, I tell you, I dreamt about it twice, and it's still not distorted.
Just plain recall.
Same recall. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, of course, I may be leaping over the bounds of investigative ethics here, but you see, there is some precedent set for repeated dream patterns after such an experience. And this is the reason I ask you to document it.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Now, you're talking to a tape, and this here is a form that we sort of like you had to fill out. A lot of it is, all it is just circling areas. In other words, it's choosing. Right here, there's a place where you can tell your own story. If you use a typewriter, of course, it takes up less space. Or you want to add a piece of paper, fine. To tell your own story. And then, of course, expecting a signature. Now, why is that signature there? Because that's sort of an affidavit. In other words, what you're telling us is the absolute truth,
right.
And you're willing to sign, okay? I'm doing it for the tape right here, and I'm hoping that I don't have to stay around here and get this thing filled out. You can do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope your goodwill will send it to us. I forgot to bring you a stamped envelope, which I probably should have. But if you'll send it in to us, maybe we can send you something back, a stamp back.
Well, I'll put it even another way. I'm so anxious to go with you to the spot to recap from there that if you'll set a period for me to pick you up and take you out there, then you can have this ready for me when I do so.
Saturday's a good day.
Saturday's a good day.
Yeah, Saturday.
Go out in the daytime because that's the time to go. Otherwise, you won't be able to see anything. What I'm asking is, for the tape now, can we use this tape strictly for research purposes and things that we have to do with it in the UFO world?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay, number two. This is the absolute, as far as you know, truth.
Right.
And you're telling it as it was.
That's the last thing.
For the tape.
Right.
Now, we're going to leave this with you. And by Saturday, I hope that you look at it. I know that I hate to fill things out. It, just as much as you do, if not more. He told me on the radio, on the telephone, that there was no interference. Did you have a radio on at the time?
No.
Okay, so that we don't have no light failure of any kind, no motor failure of any kind. He told me that on the phone, that there wasn't any failure at all. Okay, so I won't worry about that. So you get this thing filled out, and if Larry comes by, or I'll come by with him if it's on a Saturday, and we'll go out to the spot and take a look and see what is around there. Why it picked that one spot? Whether it's an isolated area, whether it's a curve, or whether it's next to an underpass or something like that.
Well, it is pretty close to an underpass.
That's what you said, yeah. That's why I said it, because I wouldn't have known it otherwise. But, okay, then. That's all I wanted to do. I don't have any other questions, Larry.
No, when you hit an account like this, your account is the only place we can go, you know.
And, like you say, we have no other witness across examined, you know, nothing, all we have is you.
Yeah.
The only thing which would be of interest, if your friend Mr. Goodman would like to relate to us his recall of your experience when it happened. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I'm getting it.